谢我们中文诗班啊。
Thank you, Art Choir.
我们现在是读经的时间，今天的经文大家翻到或者是use 就是点到啊。腓立比书二章一到五节。
Philippians 2:1-5.
好，我们先用中文读一遍，然后我们用英文再读一遍。
We'll first say it in Chinese and then we'll say it in English.
腓立比书二章一到五节。所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要照顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Let's read this together in English. If you have any encouragement from being united in Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one spirit and purpose.Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus.
我们要不要把英文再念一遍？刚才好像Let's read the Chinese, English version one more time.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united in Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in his spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of mind.Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Thank you.
谢谢。那个，我们还在等着几位新受洗的弟兄姐妹出来，我们要不要？看来他觉得我们读的不好，我们还得读的声音再大一点，是吧？中文的我们再读一遍，好不好？嗯 ，OK。腓立比书第二章一到五节，所以在耶稣若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，照顾别人的事，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。我们下面把时间交给牧师。
我想你们很久没有读圣经，这段圣经读了14次哈，两次中文，两次英文。
When was the last time you read the same passage 4 times?
非常好，我们可以在神的话语当中有很多的提醒。
There are a lot of encouragement we can get from the scripture.
我们先做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，今天有7位的弟兄姐妹受洗归入你的名下。
Lord, we thank you so much because there are seven brothers and sisters who got baptized into your name today.
我们求你继续保守他们前面的道路。
Please be with them as they grow in you.
不单只你能够成为他们的救主，也成为他们生命的主宰。
Please, not that, that you are their savior, but also the Lord of their life.
一生一世的跟随我们主的脚中行。
That they will follow you their whole life.
永不偏离。
Never wander away.
我们将以下的时间交托给你。
We give the following time to you.
求你圣灵在当中运行。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will be here.
让我们能够从你的话语当中得到帮助。
So that we'll be encouraged by your word.
明白神的心意。
Understand your will.
我们这样祈求祷告。
We pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
不知道有多少人曾经看过一部的家庭电影。
Anyone watch this family movie?
The Incredibles.
Incredibles.
那这个家庭有五个的成员。
There are five members in this family.
每个人都有超能力。
Everyone has their superpower.
父亲 Bob 大力无穷。
Bob is like super strong.
母亲 Helen 的身体可以变化各种的形状。
Mom Helen is super elastic.
他们有三个孩子。
And they have three kids.
大姐 Violet 可以隐形啊。
Big sister Violet can go invisible.
二弟 Dash 他的移动的能力非常之快。
Dash can run like a bullet.
所以他能够在水上面行走啊，跑都没问题。
That's why he can even walk on water.
小弟 Jack Jack 有任何各种不同的力量。
And Jack Jack he got superpower of all kinds.
记不记得他们共有一个非常厉害的敌人叫什么名字啊？
You remember the name of the enemy?
Syndrome. 对了。
Syndrome. Yep.
他要把 The Incredibles 的家庭。除掉。
So Syndrome wants to destroy this incredible.
他们五个人要保护自己的家庭。
So this family they want to protect themselves.
在最后同心合一的个人施出这个本领，就把这个敌人除掉了。
So at the end they were united together and at the end they destroyed Syndrome.
那如果你有选择这五个人哈，你想要哪一种的超能力呢？
So you can be one of them. Which one would you want to be?
那其实我们每个弟兄姐妹啊，无论是男女老幼。
So I think each one of us, no matter you are female, male, old or young,
中文堂或是英文堂，
even you're from the English,
全是在主里面的一个的大家庭。
We are all in this big God's family.
都有从圣灵来所赐给我们的恩赐的。
We all have gifts from God.
每人的恩赐不一样。
Everyone has their own gift.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。Equip the same.
Yeah, I have it.
Okay.
Okay. So what Pastor Robert just said is in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12, to prepare God's people for work of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
要把家堂神的家庭建造起来。
So we can build up the church, the family of Canaan Church together.
那感谢主的恩典，家堂成立了十周年啊。
So we're so thankful because Canaan Church has been established for 10 years.
在青竹教会的十周年，我们不要已经为满足啊。
So let's not become fulfilled or satisfied.
那在六年多前啊，我们把这个教会买下来，成为我们的家。
So about 6 years ago, we purchased this church building.
神祝福满满的临到教会当中。
So God's blessings was full.
但是教会并不是指一座的建筑物。
No, but the church is not just about this building.
不是这一个很美丽的礼堂啊。
It's not just this very nice chapel.
教会乃是一群被主选召出来。
So the church consists of, you know, a group of believers called by him.
有生命的人就是你和我。
That will be you and me.
而所聚成的这个教会。
So we form this church.
所以在教会当中啊，我们每个人都学习追求基督的榜样。
So we all learn from Christ's example.
我们也激发爱心，勉励行善。
So we also follow God's example. encourage love and encourage kindness and seek truth.
我们追求真理，得以长大成人。
So we become mature and get the fullness of Christ.
就是满有基督的身量，为要就是建造荣耀的教会。
The purpose is to build up Christ's church.
那加恩堂若要建造神荣耀的教会。
We have to build this glorious church of God.
从这个教会我们如果要 build 的时候，我们一定要有 团体侍奉的观念。
We need to have this concept of teamwork.
从刚才所读的经文，腓立比书二章一到五节。
The scripture we just read from Philippians chapter 2.
我们可以学习四方面。
We can learn from four perspectives.
团体侍奉的操练。
How the practice of teamwork.
那第一，我们要建立共识。
First, we need to learn to be same-minded.
这里的第二节说，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念。
In verse 2, it says, that my joy may be complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.
那任何一个的教会啊，如果有效的建造神荣耀的教会的话。
So any church, if we are effective in building a glorious church,
所以首先就要有相同的心思意念。
We must be like-minded.
换句话说，我们必须在意向上面要有共识啊。
We need to have the same vision.
如果一个教会好像一直的停滞不前。
So if our church just stay there and not move forward,
那其中一个很重要的原因乃是它失去了起初的意向。
Most of the time, the main reason is because we don't share the same vision.
那就如一条船在船上面的人哈。
It's like a boat. There are people in the boat.
啊，可以很快乐的相亲相爱。
They can be very happy. They can enjoy each other fellowship a lot.
啊，非常之好。
Very nice.
很满足了。
Very satisfied.
但是如果这条船失去了方向的话。
But if this boat lost its direction.
就算船里面的人怎么样的好啊，都不能够走在神正确的方向的。
No matter how nice this group of people are in the boat, the boat is not going to go anywhere.
那箴言二十九章十八节那里说，没有异乡民就怎么样，放肆。
Yeah, in Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18, it says, when there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint.
那放肆啊，其实在原意的里面就是懒散啊。
The casting off restraint, what it means is being lazy.
Yeah, 放松。
Lax.
好像英文说take it easy 吧。
Take it too easy.
那在这个 King James Version 的里面的翻译，甚至这个方式啊，会带来灭亡的。
In the King James Version, it even talks about that this will bring upon death.
可见意向是很重要的，弟兄姐妹。
So vision is really important.
意向才会带来方向的。
Vision will bring direction.
你有了方向，教会都有动力的。
When we have direction, we'll have motivation.
你有了动力，教会都有活力的。
When we have direction, then
那我要考考大家一下，为什么十年前我们教会取名为加恩堂
？Why did we name this church Canaan Church?
啊，因为加恩堂就是神所赐的迦南。应许美地
，because this church is the promised land that God has given to us，
就是好像这个牛奶如蜜的之地
，land flowing with milk and。
所以我们的共识哈、心意啊，乃是凡来到教会的人哈、
So our wish is everyone who come to this church，
都是能够享受到主所赐的恩典，并且生命能够得到更丰盛。
Can enjoy this grace that God has given them and live an abundant life。
过去的十年的时间啊
，In the past 10 years，
我们看见很多人在教会当中得到主的恩典。
We saw a lot of people receiving blessings.
生命被主来到改变。
And the life being changed.
他们甚至委身的来到侍奉神。
They even dedicated their life to serve.
他们一起的来到去侍奉神。
They came to serve God together.
而我也是在这个教会当中，神再一次的呼召我。 成为全职的传道人。
It's in this church that God has called me to become a full-time minister.
所以今天我们也看到七位的弟兄姐妹受洗哦。
So we also saw seven brothers and sisters who got baptized.
我们为他们非常的快乐。
We are very happy for.
我也深信的知道神都会改变他们每一个人的生命的。
And I know God is going to transform their lives.
我们希望把福音传给社区的人。
We want to share the gospel to people.
这是我们的共识，弟兄姐妹。
This is our shared vision.
香人堂不是白捡地土的。
We don't just use up the soil.
是能够可以发光影响这个社区。
We can shine our light and impact this community.
我们要有传福音那种的心思意念。
We need to have this mind of sharing the gospel.
这是神所托付给我们的大使命。
This is the great commission God has given.
那腓立比教会是一间传福音的教会哦。
So the Church of Philippians is a church who share the gospel.
使徒保罗称赞他们在第一章第六节。
Yeah, in verse 1, chapter 1, verse 6, Paul praised them.
因为从头一天直到如今。
That they share the gospel from day 1 till now.
头一天直到如今就是他们建立教会的第一天开始。
From day 1.
直到如今的十几年之后。
In the past couple of decades.
保罗仍然称赞他们仍然的同心合一的兴旺福音。
So Paul praised them saying that they have been in unity sharing the gospel.
我们也希望这一种的共识也能够临到我们家安堂当中。
We hope that this kind of unity will also be in a Canaan church.
不但只十几年、几十年、几百年吧，都可以能够兴旺福音。
It's not just for a couple of decades, but many decades and many centuries to go.
愿我们每个人在家安堂当中都有共同、相同的共识。
So we hope that we will all have the same mind.
第二，我们要互相配搭。
Second, we need to work together.
第三节说，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
In verse 3 of chapter 2, it talks about in humility, consider other better than yourselves.
你需要你的弟兄姐妹。
You need your brothers and sisters.
就像我需要你们一样的。
I need you.
我跟大家分享的很多次，我是软弱的。
I shared many times, I'm really weak.
离开主，我什么都不能够做的。
Aside from God, I can do nothing.
离开了你们，我也不能够做什么的。
Apart from you, I cannot do anything.
但是同样的，你们也需要我。
You also need me.
没反应啊。你们也需要我。
You also need me.
你们也需要我们所有的执事，还有他们的太太。
You also need the deacons and their wives.
还有其他的领袖。
And also other leaders.
他们也需要你们啊。
They also need you.
我们每个人都彼此的需要的弟兄姐妹。
We all need each other.
在教会当中，有人做事情，哇，好像那个 dash 做得很快的事情哈。
Some people in church, they are like dash. They are very efficient.
有人就好像广东话咩，鸡油包啊，慢吞吞的。
Some people are really slow.
有人就喜欢爱讲话，但是有些人就比较什么沉默嘛。
Some people are really talkative and some people are really quiet.
有人比较性急嘛，有人却哎呦很温柔哦。
Some people have no patience and some people are very gentle.
这是互相互补的。
This is how we complement each other.
有人说，如果神把每一个人都好像我一样的性格在教会当中啊，多好啊。
Some people think that if everyone's the same, that would be good.
你不觉得太单调吗？
But isn't it too boring?
假如每个人都好像你一样的话，教会就很快就关门了。
If everyone is like you, I think we'll close down the church very soon.
但是神把不同的人放在家恩堂当中。
But God put very different people in our church.
所以在团体侍奉当中，就会充满了刺激啊。Exciting.
Oh, so that's why teamwork is full of excitement.
Oh, 很多活力啊，哈。
Very vibrant.
每个人在基督里面有更多学习的谦卑的机会的。
There are so many opportunities for us to learn to be humble.
我们就能够好像第一节说，在基督里面有什么？劝勉。
So it's like in verse 1, it talks about any encouragement.
爱心就有什么？安慰。
Comfort from his love.
圣灵当中就让我们互相有交通。
And then we have fellowship with the Spirit.
我们心中就会发出慈悲怜悯啊。
And then we'll have compassion and tenderness.
使神的喜乐可以满足。
So that God's joy will be complete.
我们本来就是不一样嘛。
We are different.
不完全嘛。
We're incomplete.
神把我们放在一起是互相这补足的。
God put us all together so we can complete.
我们要谦卑下来，看别人比自己强。
We have to humble ourselves and see others stronger than ourselves.
请我们不要常常看别人的缺点哦。
Please don't always look at people's shortcomings.
你知道吗？其实他们的缺点是需要你什么去补足的。
So their shortcomings supposed to be supplemented by your strength.
有一位牧师最近说了一句话很有意思，我想了很久。
There's a pastor who said this very interesting.
他说你要在别人的缺点上看到自己的责任。
So you have to see your responsibility in others' weakness.
哇，这句话就想起在家庭当中，在教会里面啊，我们是需要学习的。
So this is something that I've learned, that what we need to learn from our family.
在别人的缺点上面看到自己的责任。
We see our responsibilities from others' weakness.
别人的缺点是需要我们去补足的。
We need to supplement people's weakness.
照样我们的缺点是要他们来补足的。
Our own weakness should also be supplemented by other people's strength.
我们要欣赏别人的优点。
We have to be encouraged by other people's strength.
别人的优点就是来补足你的缺点的。
Which is to supplement our own weakness.
大家互相配搭，教会就能够可以的建造起来。
So we work together, the church will be built up.
第三。
Third,
我们要彼此相顾。
We have to look after each other.
那第四节说，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾什么？
In verse 4, it says, each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others.
单顾自己的事，这是人很自然做的。
Very naturally, we do that. We only care about our own matters.
但我们也要去顾别人的事情。
But we also should look after others.
那在团队侍奉当中，我们常常遇到的现状，就是哎呀，我们只管好我们自己的小团队就好了。
In teamwork, a lot of time we want into an issue of becoming too departmentalized.
我们只管自己的事工部门啊，做好了，别人的我不管了。
A lot of times we only get really concerned about our own ministry.
与我无关啊。
Any other ministry in the other departments has nothing to do with me.
所以教会常常会发生一个的现象。
So that's one situation.
就会分门别类了。
Becoming too departmentalized.
所以我们有时候就彼此的责怪的。
So when things happen, we may blame each other.
啊，就是啊，周乐平牧师的部门不好。
Probably the department that was under the care of Pastor Rob was bad.
我姐说中英文部不好。
Probably the English ministry was bad.
这里有问题，那里有问题。
There's a problem here and there's a problem there.
但是我们不要这一种的观念。
So we shouldn't have that mindset.
就好像在 The Incredibles 里面，他们五个人都有本领的。
So like the Incredibles family, they all have their own power.
敌人可以把他们一的怎么打败的。
Syndrome could have attacked them one at a time.
当他们一家人彼此相互帮助的时候，就能够把这个厉害的敌人打败。
But when they were united, they can overcome this enemy.
那前一阵子我在这个电脑看到一个的片段。
I saw a film on the internet once.
很多头的水牛啊，在一起哈。
So there are a lot of buffaloes. They were together.
有一头离开比较远的，忽然之间就有两头的狮子来攻击它了。
There was a loner buffalo by itself over there.
那最令我惊讶的，其他的水牛看到了，没有一头跑过来去帮忙啊。
So that loner buffalo was being attacked by two lions, but I was amazed to see that other flock or herd of buffaloes, they didn't come to rescue him.
只有他们一起的起来的时候，就能够把这两头的狮子都杀走了。
If they come together, I'm pretty sure the two lions will run away.
你知道这些水牛干什么吗？
Do you know what those buffaloes did?
他们在哪里观看了？
They were just watching.
好可怜哦。 我们就想，哎，为什么这些水牛为什么那么笨呢？
So why were those buffalo so stupid?
过去帮忙嘛，用力的脚一下子就已经吓走狮子了。
Just walk together over there and the lions will be scared.
好，后来这个可怜的狮子就怎么样给吃掉了。
That buffalo got eaten up by the lions.
今天我们的仇敌魔鬼。
Today our enemy Satan,
如同好叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
They prowl around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
他就是不想我们同心合一的建立神的国度。
Satan doesn't want us to be united.
所以他就常常把我们怎么一个一个的打破分开的。
So Satan likes to attack each one of us.
有时候他就用人事的关系。
Sometimes he will use personal relationship.
就这个人那个人就不跟你合作，或者离开了教会。
So this person and that person they don't get along. So
魔鬼有时候用你的肉体的软弱，就把你击破。
So Satan always use our physical weakness.
对这个事工不满意，那个事工又不满意。
I'm dissatisfied with this ministry and that ministry.
哎呀，没有人帮我侍奉，我太苦了。
Nobody helps me in my ministry.
我一个人怎么做呢？哎，不干了。
How can I do this? I'll just quit.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要有那种的彼此的相顾。
So brother and sister, we have to care for each other.
我们才能够把我们的这个魔鬼狮子哈。撒旦吓走。
That's the only way we can get rid of Satan.
团队的侍奉的里面，我们要提醒一件事情哈。
We have to remind of one thing.
我们是彼此连结的弟兄姐妹。
We are connected.
你知道吗？如果家恩堂有一个地方是有破口的话
，You know that if there is one crack in our church,
无论这个破口是在你这里，或是在破口在那一边
，No matter the crack is with you or with someone else.
就是我们每个人大家都有破口的。
That means we all will have this crack.
所以想想看，耶稣基督他没有单顾自己的事情。
So Jesus, he didn't only care about himself.
他可以在天上享受这个荣华富贵。
He could have just enjoyed himself in heaven.
很好啊，但是他就来到这个世界上面。
But he came to this world.
就是要顾我们的事情。
Because he cared about us.
我们本身是基督的身子。
We are the body of Christ.
并且各自作肢体。
We are different parts of this body of Christ.
基督是教会的头。
Christ is the head.
竟然是同一个基督的身体的话。
Because we are from the same body.
就没有什么彼此这里那里了。
There is no you or me.
没有谁成功，没有谁失败的。
It's not about who succeed and who fail.
若是一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体怎么样一同的受苦的
？When one part of the body suffers, the whole body suffers.
若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体都一同快乐的。
When one part of the body is glorified, the whole body is glorified.
请问我们是不是同一个肢体
？Are we from the same body?
我们是不是同一个基督的身体
？Are we from the same body of Christ?
好像很勉强，有些人哈，我们都是属于基督的身体。
We all belong to the body of Christ.
如果是这样的话，弟兄姐妹
，If that's the case，
我们就能够一同的成功，一同的失败的。
We can succeed and fail together.
教会没有什么你成功我失败的，弟兄姐妹，没有的。
We don't talk about whether you succeed or I fail.
教恩堂是一起成功，一起失败的。
We fail together and we succeed together.
第四。
Fourth,
我们要同心前进。
We have to move forward together.
第五节说，我们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
In the fifth verse, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
团体侍奉最重要的就是合一的心。
The most importance of teamwork is unity.
但是这不是在我们的口里面这样说。
It's not just about talking.
不是在行动那一种的合一。
Is in action.
乃是真的能够从我们的心当中发出那一种的合意。
It's really the unity in our hearts.
光是 这种口行动合一还不够的。
Just the talking and action are not enough.
祷告还是不够的。
Even prayer.
我们必须得以主合而为一，现合而为一。
We need to be united in Christ.
是以基督耶稣的心为我们的心。
Let Christ be. Let's be like-minded with Christ.
以基督耶稣为我们的主，为我们教会团队的主啊。
Let Christ be the center of our teams.
这个家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石还有根基。
Our church is built upon the foundation of Christ.
这句经文非常的重要。
This verse is very important.
教会是属于神的。
Church belongs to.
教会不是开属于开始的六个的创始人的家庭。No, no, no.
The church doesn't belong to the six founding families.
也不是属于现在的五个的执事。
And it doesn't belong to the five deacons.
更不是我当这个牧师的。
And it doesn't belong to me, the pastor.
家人堂是属于基督他自己的。
The church belongs to Christ.
只要我们以基督为元首。
We need to look upon Christ as our head.
必定的引导我们走在神的心意的里面的，肯定的。
And guide us.
弟兄姐妹，
Brother and sister,
当我们要往前走的时候，
When we move forward,
在未来的日子要往前。
In the future, we have to move forward.
无论前面的道路是怎么样，
No matter what the road is,
可能有很多的难处等着我们哈。
Maybe there are a lot of difficulties waiting for us.
我们还是要同心合一，以基督的心为心，一同的前进。
We still need to be united and be like-minded with Christ.
我们要成为主的团队。
We need to be on the same team.
以主的心为心。
I'll be like-minded.
就这样，我们就成为一支极大的军队了。
Then we become a great army.
就好像你盖一座的房子一样。
It's when you build a house.
盖房子最重要的一件事情。
One important thing about building a house.
也不是你要用最好的砖头。
It's not more about using good bricks.
就算你今天用一流的材料。
Even if you use the best graded bricks.
如果一块砖跟一块砖没有办法合成一起的话。
If the bricks are not connected well together.
那这个房子是永远盖不起来的。
Then the house cannot be built.
同样的道理。
Same theory.
在整个的教会的建造当中，我们就是砖头。
In building up the church, we are the bricks.
圣经有不是圣经，成语有说嘛，抛抛砖怎么隐喻嘛
？Yeah, you throw the brick out and get the
宝贵的玉出来嘛
？To get the most precious
这个宝贵的玉就是我们的主耶稣基督。
The jade is Christ.
把我们不完全的砖头首先的拿出来，然后才能够彰显神的荣美。
We give out the imperfect bricks from our own lives and receive Christ back.
然后我们一起的建造神荣耀的教会。
And we can build the glorious church of Christ together.
团队的侍奉是神的心意啊。
Teamwork is from the heart of God.
我们的神就是透过团队来侍奉的，来工作的。
Christ also serve in a team.
我们看见三位一体真神的本身呢，就是一个团队的。
The nature of the Trinity is also a team.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，却有三个不同的位格。
It's very clear in the Bible that the Trinity has their own character.
圣父、圣子和圣灵。
The Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
三位位格都有他们独立的思想、意志，还有情感啊。
They have their own will, their thoughts, and their own emotion.
虽然是三个不同的位格，但却只有一位真神。
Even though there are three characters, but there's only one true God.
三一真神是同等、同荣、同尊的。
They have the same grade, have the same respect, and the same glory.
但是功能就不一样了。
But they have different purpose.
所以我们看见神一工作，就是一个小团队的。
So you know, just God Himself is a team.
创造这个天地就是一个三位一体的彰显，一个小团队。
Creating this world is the work of this team.
我们的神透过小团队来成就大事情。
Our God, used this team to accomplish great things.
最后
Lastly,
那大家都知道在宾州住了一群 Amish, 亚米汉森的人啊 Amish.
We all know in Pennsylvania, Lancaster, there lives a group of Amish.
他们的生活非常的简陋很简单。
They live a very simple life.
不用电灯也不用这个机器。
No electricity, no cars.
用马来带车啊。
They still use horse.
有一个家庭的房子的地基。
That's one Amish family, the foundation of their house.
过去的打得不好。
They didn't do a good job with the foundation of the house.
房子迟早会倒塌。
So they saw the problem of the house.
去年就新闻里面啊，去年他们就在前面不远打了一个新的地基。
So last year they built a new foundation in a nearby lot.
但是他们必须的把原来的房子搬过来。
But they must move the original house to this new foundation.
有没有看到这个新闻？
Anyone saw this news?
那他们怎么搬呢？
How did they move the house?
结果八十多个的人在房子的里面。
So finally, there are 80 people.
也 inside 还在房子的里面，齐心合力的，双手的把这个房子怎么样拖起来。
They use their hands to move this house together.
抬起来，然后慢慢的移到新的这个地基去。
And then they move this house to a new foundation.
那我们可以从他们的身上学习到团队的观念还有精神。
From them, we learn the spirit of teamwork.
他们有同一个的共识。
They have the same goal.
一起把房子的用手抬起来。
They all use their hands to move the house.
要搬这个房子。
They need to move this house.
他们彼此的配搭不能说，哎呀，我喜欢走在这里，我喜欢走在那边，就不能够搬这个房子了。
They need to work together because they need to go at the same direction and same speed.
他们彼此相顾有照应。
They have to care about each other.
因为他们是一个的 Amish 的团队团体。
Because they are the Amish team.
有人在前面的指引他们努力的往前走到新的地点去。
So someone will direct them, okay, move to the right, move to the left, move forward.
迦南堂的弟兄姐妹。
Canaan Church brothers and sisters.
让我们每个人都加入这个团队吧。
I pray that all of us will join the team.
从今天开始，我们要有同一样的共识。
From this day onward, let's be all like-minded.
有意向把福音传扬。
Have the vision of sharing the gospel.
彼此的配搭，团结就是什么？团结就是怎么样？团结就是怎么样？团结就是怎么样？力量。是神所给我们的力量哦。
Okay, unity is power, and the power.
圣经说，三股合成的绳子是不会怎么样折断的。
Won't be broken when if we're united.
彼此我们相顾，互为肢体。
We care about each other.
以基督耶稣的心为心。
Be like-minded as Christ.
主是我们的元帅。
Christ is our head.
我们是基督的精兵。
We are His army.
一起前进。
Be march towards.
这是一场的属灵的征战的。
And there is spiritual wars.
我们要为主打美好的胜仗，好不好
？We have to fight this battle for Christ.
完成主起初托付给迦南堂那种的使命。
Fulfill the desire and commission that Christ has given to our church.
建造神荣耀的教会。
Build this glorious church of Christ.
把荣耀颂赞献给我们的主。
May our Lord receive all the glory.
你做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你的恩典。
Jesus, we are so thankful for your grace.
透过今天你的话语，让我们能够看到团队的精神和观念。
Through your word, we saw how important teamwork is.
让我们能够同有一个的共识。
We pray that we'll have one purpose.
互相的配搭，互相的相顾。
Work together and care about each other.
同心前进，以基督的心为心。
Be like-minded with you and with each other.
继续祝福迦南堂的成长。
Please continue to bless the growth of our church.
让弟兄姐妹的灵命继续长进。
So that we will continue to grow spiritually.
感谢主。
Thank you, Father.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
好，谢谢周牧师给我们这么有力量的这个 message， 就是。
Thank you, Pastor Robert, for your powerful message.
下面是奉献的时间。
And now is offering time.
请服事的弟兄到前面来，我们一起做一个祷告。
We will have a prayer for offering.
Okay, let's pray. Lord, we come in front of you today. We praise you for your love, for your eternal salvation, and for your abundant blessings on our daily life. Today, we follow your teaching. We present our offerings.